Now in Titus 2, 1-5, we get some advice. Paul had wrote this letter to Titus, like Timothy was a young man. He'd left behind with the church and had some trouble. Here's what he said in Titus 2, 2nd chapter, verses 1-5. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to too much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. Now, there's a lot of cultural things in there that some people will rail against today, but let's look at what it is. You know, grandmothers in particular, what he speaks of, but grandparents, you know, how you live and what you expect of others. He says, you know, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live. He said, don't spend all your time talking and getting in trouble and causing dissension, you know, but teach what is good. We have many among us who do that in their own quiet way, you know. They're urged to love their husbands and to care for their children, you know, to be self-controlled, to be pure and to be busy at home, to not spend all your time. Now, culturally, there are many people that say, oh, what do you mean be subject to him? What do you mean I got to stay home, you know? Rear up. But just understand it's an attitude. Life might dictate you have to work out of the home. Many things do. But be respectful. Be courteous. Set the example for others and see where it takes you.